Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In today's world, it can be all too easy to point out the faults and mistakes of others without first examining our own behavior. We live in a culture that often values being right over being kind and compassionate, and it can be tempting to judge and criticize others without first taking a hard look at ourselves. However, the lesson of removing the speck before the beam reminds us to do just that, to be humble, self-aware, and compassionate towards others. In this devotional, we will explore this important lesson in more detail and reflect on how we can apply it in our own lives. The topic is, remove the speck before the beam. Our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 7 verses 3 to 5.
Matthew chapter 7 verse 3 to 5. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? Verse 5, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
Today's message is about a concept that is often discussed in Christian circles but not often fully understood. Removing the speck before the beam. This phrase comes from the teachings of Jesus Christ in the Bible, and it's an important lesson that can be applied to our daily lives. Let's go back to our Bible text where this phrase comes from, found in Matthew chapter 7 verses 3 to 5. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. When Jesus spoke these words, he was addressing the issue of judgmental attitudes among the people listening to him. He was warning them against pointing out the faults of others while ignoring their own faults. In essence, Jesus was saying that before we can criticize others for their shortcomings, we need to take a hard look at ourselves and address our own faults. This is an important lesson that can be applied to many areas of our lives. For example, it's easy to criticize our spouses or children for their behavior, but it's much harder to take a critical look at our own behavior as a parent or spouse. It's easy to point out the flaws in our coworkers or friends, but it's much harder to admit our own flaws. However, Jesus is clear that we need to remove the plank in our own eye before we can help others remove the speck from theirs. In other words, we need to address our own issues and shortcomings before we can effectively help others do the same. This concept is also echoed in the book of James, where it says in James chapter 1 verses 22 to 24. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. This verse is essentially saying that we need to take a good look at ourselves and then take action based on what we see. If we look in the mirror and see a smudge on our face, we need to clean it off before we go out in public. Similarly, if we see a flaw in our character or behavior, we need to take action to address it. In both of these verses, we see that the key to growth and change is self-reflection and self-awareness. We need to take a hard look at ourselves and be willing to address our own issues before we can effectively help others do the same. So, how can we apply this concept to our daily lives? Here are a few ways. 1. Be willing to admit your faults. One of the hardest things to do is to admit our own faults. However, it's essential if we want to grow and change. Take a hard look at yourself and be honest about your weaknesses and shortcomings. Once you've identified them, you can take steps to address them. 2. Don't be too quick to judge others. When we're quick to judge others, we're often projecting our own faults onto them. Instead of criticizing others, try to be empathetic and understand their perspective. This doesn't mean you have to condone their behavior, but it does mean that you should try to see things from their point of view. 3. Practice self-reflection. Make it a habit to take a few minutes each day to reflect on your behavior and actions. Think about what you did well and what you could have done better. This will help you become more self-aware and will make it easier for you to address your own faults. 4. Seek accountability. Find someone you trust who can hold you accountable for your behavior. This could be a close friend, family member, or mentor. When you have someone who can hold you accountable, you're more likely to be honest with yourself and take action to address your faults. 5. Extend grace to others. Just as we need to extend grace to ourselves when we make mistakes, we also need to extend grace to others. Remember that we're all imperfect and make mistakes. Instead of being quick to criticize or judge, try to be patient and understanding. Ultimately, the lesson of removing the speck before the beam is about humility and self-awareness. When we're willing to take a hard look at ourselves and address our own faults, we're better equipped to help others do the same. As it says in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So, today, let's make it a priority to remove the plank from our own eye before we try to remove the speck from someone else's. Let's strive to be more self-aware, more humble, and more empathetic. And let's extend grace to ourselves and others as we continue to grow and change. When we practice the principle of removing the speck before the beam, we become more compassionate, loving, and understanding towards others. It allows us to create meaningful relationships with those around us, and it allows us to become better versions of ourselves. In addition to applying this principle in our personal lives, we can also apply it in our communities and in the world. For instance, we can look at the problems that exist in our society and ask ourselves, "What can I do to help solve this problem?" Instead of pointing fingers or blaming others for the problems, we can take responsibility and do our part to make the world a better place. When we focus on ourselves first, it does not mean that we are neglecting the needs of others. Rather, it means that we are taking the necessary steps to become the best version of ourselves so that we can be of greater service to others. As it says in Philippians chapter 2 verses 3 to 4, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests but each of you to the interests of the others. In conclusion, the principle of removing the speck before the beam is an essential lesson that we can all learn from. It reminds us to be humble, self-aware, and compassionate towards others. It teaches us to take responsibility for our actions and to do our part in making the world a better place. So, let's strive to live our lives according to this principle, and let's continue to grow and change as we strive towards becoming the best versions of ourselves. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today to reflect on the lesson of removing the speck before the beam. We recognize that we are all imperfect and make mistakes, and we ask for your guidance as we strive towards becoming the best versions of ourselves. Help us to be humble and self-aware, and to be quick to examine our own faults before judging others. Give us the courage to take responsibility for our actions and to do our part in making the world a better place. We pray for your grace and compassion as we navigate the challenges of life, and we ask for your help in extending that same grace and compassion towards others. Give us the wisdom to seek accountability when we need it, and the strength to grow and change as we strive towards becoming more like you. We thank you for the gift of this message, and we pray that you would continue to guide and bless us as we seek to live our lives according to your will. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 17, chapter 18 and chapter 19. And for the evening, Mark chapter 14 verse 1 to 25. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.